played around this old town too long, and I feel like I gotta travel on.
Live from the tomb of Sir Isaac Newton in Westminster Abbey, it's the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. 30 minutes of no-holds-barred discussion about the exciting and dangerous world of professional alligator wrestling. With your host, the eldest of the Ringhausen Brothers, author, cartoonist, rhythm guitar player, first banjoist for the New York Philharmonic, and the legal representative of the International Brotherhood of Professional Alligator Wrestlers, Richard J. Ringhausen, super genius. Also featuring sculptor, inventor, good deed doer, the six-time world welterweight alligator wrestling champion, and winner of the silver medal in alligator wrestling at the 1992 Summer Olympics in Barcelona, Spain, a man who has ridden both a donkey and an elephant and lived to tell about it, the youngest at the Ringhausen Brothers that are here, and the star of your show, Alan J. Ringhausen.
Yay! How about that? Yay!
Now, let me put a cap tag on that intro. When I made the intros, I make the intros ahead of time. That was Neil Young playing, by the way. I did not know
we were... Who he's married to? Neil was Young? Married to?
Joni Mitchell?
No.
No?
Kerry Snodgrass.
Uh-huh. Any event.
She was an easy rider. She was also in Pale Rider. She was, you know.
She gets ridered a lot.
Okay. I think I might know who you're talking about then. Yeah.
She was also in Wild Things. The bar owner.
I'm not sure if I've seen Wild Things. Is that with Denise should. Richards and that movie? Oh, well. I've seen at least 5 minutes of that movie.
Okay. Hey, don't rattle the bag while we're doing a show.
I'm sorry. Rick.
What's wrong with you?
What I was about to say
is that the philanthropist was the word you were looking for, right?
Good deed doer. Was that... What I was about to say was that I made these intros ahead of time, and I did not know we were going to have a guest. And
right.
I specifically said you were the youngest of the Ringhausen brothers that were here, and yet...
He is not.
We have one more. Brad Ringhausen has arrived.
Yes. Dr. Ferd in person.
It was a man-child.
You know,
and we named him Ferd.
You know, you got a lot of product out there online, Brad.
Yeah, I know. I'm not seeing many returns from it.
Just about like this podcast.
Yeah.
We'll let you know when you're starting to get a kickback out of this whole deal, okay? Is that chocolate turned white? That's a bad sign.
Does it look old to you?
Yes. Brad's got a piece of peanut butter cup, and I'm not sure if that's mold.
That ain't chocolate colored.
I'm telling you, the first three look like that, too.
How many would you have? How many bad candies would you have to eat before you know you're eating
just
bad candy?
Lick the mold off.
He just ate it anyway.
Does it taste bad? Close your eyes. Would you have known?
There's a pretty good chance.
Try one of these Bueno bars.
Oh, those are phenomenal.
These are addictive.
Oh, melt in your mouth.
Yeah, you're.
I think they're made in Illinois too.
And you're paying pretty much for air because they're just fluffy with air blown in them.
Yeah.
Did you see they remade the movie Nosferatu?
They've remade it that one.
They remade it like five or six times, but is it the Willem Dafoe is the?
It's Nosferatu. It's like a remake of the original. I mean, like, true to the original.
Who plays the vampire?
Should be William Dafoe. You were talking about seeing that movie.
It's not William. His name's not William.
It's Willem.
Willem.
And if he was here, he'd probably hit you.
He'd hit me, because he's that kind of a guy.
Hey. Yeah, I can't do a William Dafoe. Willem Dafoe.
Willem Dafoe. What was that crazy movie we were talking about?
Poor Things.
What?
Poor Things.
Is that new?
Yeah.
Won the Academy Award for Best Picture, didn't it? Or Best Actress for Emma Stone?
Emma Stone won.
Oh, okay. No, I have not seen it.
We've talked about it for like two or three shows now.
Yeah, but it was a long time ago. We can talk about it again. William Dafoe is a mad scientist in it. And it's like they cut his head into pieces and sewed him back together, only maybe like Larry Clunk sewed him back together with like he was stitching up a baseball glove. That's what William Dafoe looks like.
Cool.
It is cool.
And he like, do you like make him Emma Stone? He's like a Frankenstein?
Kind of.
What's the...
He put a new brain in her, didn't he?
Yes. What's the movie?
He put a baby's brain in.
Ray Milan.
She died and was pregnant, and he took the baby from her...
Which died.
And took the baby's brain and put it in her brain that was dead.
Well, that's a lot of thinking.
That is.
That's a script.
So he has a full-grown woman with a baby's brain.
But he has trouble with his own digestive system that it doesn't work properly. So when he's sitting at the table eating, he's got a whole bunch of wires and hoses attached to his abdomen, and they're attached to this crazy-looking machine. And then he has to stop while he's eating, and he'll go, ah, until a softball-sized bubble comes out of his mouth and goes up in the air and pops.
Well, that sounds like John Hillen.
And he's got a whole bunch of animals that he's like built out of scraps of other animals.
It's like kind of Frankenstein meets the Island of Dr. Moreau.
Do you remember the movie with Rosie Grier and Ray Milan? Where they sewed...
Yeah, the mammoth two brains. The
mammoth two heads.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy, I don't even remember the whole thing, but they sewed Rosie Grier's head onto the body with Ray Milan's head.
Oh, Rosie Grier's a nice guy.
And he just like looks, he's like, are you kidding me? It's like right at the end of Ray
Milan's. If you were going to have someone else's head sewed onto your shoulder, who would it be?
Well, hopefully some chick.
Like your wife, if you had
so
your
you
wife,
make out with her,
would your life would be greatly improved
is,
by having your wife's hand?
I don't want some guy
shoulder?
Licking my ear. Yeah, but you know, okay.
If I was gonna have that, maybe I'd have my dachshund's head sewed on my shoulder because it'll stick its tongue in your ear all the time, give you a wet willy.
Oh,
I don't think I'd have a dog very long.
And you wouldn't have its head sewed on your shoulder? You didn't answer that, Alan. Whose head would you have sewed on your shoulder?
Whose head would I have sewed on my shoulder?
Better be somebody that smells nice.
Yeah, I think somebody, right there. Somebody rich.
Who could pay to have that head taken off?
Well, it could support me in the way I'm accustomed to.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, if I'm carrying that head around, they got to, you know, pony up some money here.
Oh, you think you're the surrogate, do you?
Yeah. You think they're going to put my head on somebody else's body?
Yeah, you don't want to be...
What if they put your head on a woman's body?
You don't want to be...
Do you have control of the arms and legs and all the other parts? Or, you know, what's going on there? Who's in charge?
You don't
well,
want
that's
to
be... like... what was that Steve Martin movie with him and Lily Tomlin in his brain?
All of me.
All of me. It's kind of like that.
That's a pretty good movie, actually. But you don't want, like, somebody that's, you know, sitting there, where are we going, honey?
Yeah, because whatever you know? They eat, like if they smoke, you know, you're getting
right,
it in the lungs.
Yes, absolutely. Or if they talk with their mouth full, then you're dealing with that.
What are you going to do if it's somebody who doesn't drink?
They're just going to have to deal with that.
They're going to learn.
No more alcohol. I can't
I'll just have one of those helmets with two cans, only the other can empty.
I was just thinking, dude, have your extra head be a drinking buddy since you're like in a contest with them. Can you imagine just pouring it in like that? Two heads drinking at the same time?
Hell, I did that yesterday.
You know, in the movies.
Oh, that was every day, Brad.
I bet you.
In the movies, whenever they
where
do
you
the,
going?
The
come
sewing
on,
a head onto someone else's body, usually it's like the head that's sewed on, it's like a psychopath, and it's sewed onto the head of some gentle giant.
Yeah, that was the movie.
That was the movie.
Which movie?
The one who Brad
Rosie
just talked
Grier
about.
Was the gentle giant. Oh, Ray Milan was the
I thought you said that they stuck Rosie Grier's head on.
Either way, Rosie Grier was the
they were sharing a body.
Guy.
Okay,
yeah, they were sharing a body.
That's the bottom line.
But so at some point, does Rosie Grier just start punching the other guy in the head?
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, man, I'll have to look that up. I'll have to find that movie.
That's it. I don't want to live anymore. I'm throwing myself off a cliff.
Let me tell you something. There's been studies of, like, at the French Revolution of guillotined heads that maintain sentience for a certain amount of time after being decapitated. It's a thing.
You mean like
how's it feel, Pierre?
Like the head in the basket is still speaking or...
Could.
Screaming, I guess.
Well, my back doesn't hurt anymore.
I have had such a headache all day.
Have you seen the movie My Big Fat Greek Wedding?
Boy, that's been a long time.
And the aunt, you know, is like being introduced to the new boyfriend, the fiance.
Did she have two heads?
No, but listen to me.
Listen.
Will you listen to me? Anyway, she says, "See this lump on my shoulder? It's my twin sister that never developed." She said, "I had an X-ray, and it's all there. The whole spinal cord, everything, arms, legs, it's all there. It's my twin sister. Never had her removed." So here's what I'm thinking. Could you have it removed and implanted into
like
a surrogate, a woman's womb, and birth it, and you could have an identical twin that's 50 years younger than you?
And at some point, put your brain into
and
it.
Train it all.
Okay. The trouble is, if the woman is married, and now all of a sudden a version of his wife that's 50 years younger comes out, I mean, he's going to dump her.
Honey, this is how you used to look.
You could isolate yourself with that new baby and just teach it everything you know so that it is exactly like you.
Exactly like you.
What do you
exactly
think?
Exactly like you are.
what I think?
It'd be almost like that Star Wars movie where the Bubba Fett, Bubba Fett and what's it? Jabba? Not Jabba. There's two Fetts. There's the man and the boy, but he's his own clone.
Oh
yeah.
And he had one that was unfettered and he could raise him as his own son.
Do you see any benefit to having a clone? How is having a clone any better than having a brother?
Well, I want somebody that's more like me than like you. That's easy.
The world would be so much better with more of me in it.
Really clear that Brad and I, neither one, want anything exactly like you.
But I'm serious. I mean, if you had a clone, I mean, you know, it's not like you get to think through it or see through its eyes. It's just another person.
Was it you that I was talking to down at the hospital the other day?
His clone would be fighting for the couch every night.
The remote. I was talking about how it's weird that how some families, like there was some guys that we knew, brothers, and they got into some argument and stopped talking to each other. And said, you know, that'd be a terrible way to go through life, you know, not talking to your brothers anymore. And I said, don't get me wrong, but I could go the rest of my life with never talking to Rick again. I don't hate him, but I don't have to talk to him anymore. And you said, yeah.
I've imparted all my wisdom to both of you, huh?
I say we could call Sue down. She can talk about that.
Huh. Is this too harsh on you, Rick?
Did you see the movie with... It was the guy that was in Moulin Rouge that was the writer.
Ewan McGregor.
Yeah. Ewan McGregor was in some movie where he cloned himself. And the clone hunted him down.
It's the island.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. He didn't... The island was set up to... Like, rich people could have a clone made of themselves, and then if they had a bad body part, they could harvest it from the clone. Like, if you have your liver goes bad, they harvest the liver because it's the exact genetic makeup, right. And it won't reject you.
Yeah, the clone didn't know that when it hunted Ewan McGregor up. He thought it was like hunting up his buddy.
Right. And all the clones that lived on the island, where they thought was an island, they told him that they were isolated because there had been a nuclear war. And
nuclear,
that they were safe there.
Nuclear.
And that anytime one of them was getting harvested, they were a lottery winner. They had this lottery on, and anybody that won the lottery got to go to the island outside where it was safe. But they were actually being taken to a surgery room where they were cutting their heart out and transplanting it into the real guy.
And the rest of it, they just fed to the dogs.
Well, kind of.
Or put on a freezer in case you needed another piece.
Wow.
You haven't seen that movie?
I watched Seinfeld. I watched Seinfeld today.
It's got it's got Scarlett Johansson in it. How'd you miss that?
I'll be right back. You're going home. I gotta get my phone.
Scarlett just remade one of her Alien movies. Where she's, what is it, Lucy? Or...
Oh, Lucy's a good movie.
Well, now there's a Lucy, too.
Yeah.
I'll be darned. I'll be darned.
Didn't she start off in some Bill Murray movie?
Lost in Translation.
Oh, there's no reason to watch that, is there?
No, she started off before that. What was the... She was in the Horse Whisperer.
The Horse Whisperer.
She was a little kid. Not a little kid, but she was young.
No reason to watch that either, is there?
Horse Whisperer?
Is there anybody with two heads in it?
No, but I kind of like the Horse Whisperer.
Okay. I like it better than Lost in Translation.
Yeah, okay. Lost in Translation is pretty weak, especially for a Bill Murray movie.
You know, that was where he decided he was going to be a serious actor.
Is that what happened?
Yeah.
Well, that didn't work out, did it?
No, he gave up on that.
And then he goes back and makes Steve Zissou.
Okay, so if you're not going to have another human's head put on, because, you know, they're going to try running, what if you could have an animal's head?
I'd have something like a grizzly bear or something. Yeah, I mean, it's nice to me, right? I can't control it.
I was going to say, you'd have a grizzly bear's head eventually look over at you and just start...
I was going to say like a koala. They're cute.
You know. Yeah, but how do they help you in a bar fight?
Yeah, might not. Yeah, but when you go cruising the bars, oh, look, he's got a koala's head.
Yeah, but any girl that's like that is going to look over and see Brad.
They're going to be like, oh, what a cute koala. Yeah.
Look what it's attached to.
Yeah, but they could put a bag over his head and still have the koala.
Yeah. I can't argue. Sorry.
Yeah, but unless it's a plastic bag, you're still going to have that odor problem.
I think I'd like a giraffe's head. Giraffes are pretty.
Neck and everything,
neck
or
and
just
everything.
The head?
If you're going to do it, you got to do the neck at all.
The neck?
You'd be looking up at it all the time.
I think you'd have a balance issue if you had the whole neck of a giraffe's head crafted to your shoulder.
An elephant head, you pick up stuff on the ground.
You couldn't bear the weight of it.
Couldn't support it, Brad. Couldn't. No way.
What about a pig's head?
Now you're just talking nonsense.
Now that's just crazy.
How about a pig's head, Brad?
Ah, pig's head.
You could probably teach it to talk.
Pig's filthy animal.
I don't eat dog either.
I bet pigs snore a lot. I don't need two of us snoring. I don't need that.
Do you snore? Have you reached a stage of your life where you snore?
Oh, yeah.
Reached it?
Alan.
Absolutely.
I snore, yeah.
Kristen, who's been staying over at our house, right?
She snore?
She says she can hear me and the wife snore through the wall.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. I just hear him through town.
She says she should sit, watch TV, and in the other room.
Who's the most obnoxious snorer you've ever heard?
It's probably John Hillen.
Again, we mentioned John Hillen. I've heard him on tape when they were talking. I guess, was it?
It was me.
Yeah, you recorded him.
Yeah, there was a house.
Phenomenal.
We were all living in college. It was like six of us. And he fell asleep in this party. I mean, we were having a huge party in the living room of this house. And it's loud, extremely loud. That
fell
house.
Asleep, the right term you're looking for here, Fred?
Probably not, you know. So he's snoring in the middle of this party. So I went and got this little tape deck or cassette recorder and just laid it on his chest. And then in the morning,
played it for him.
When he's all, you know, hungover and stuff in his bed, you know, by that point, crank it up on the stereo.
Nice.
What is that? What is that?
when I was in law school, we had like a dorm where you had two people in a room. My roommate was also a Spanish teacher at the university. So,
was he from Spain?
Nah, he was from Michigan.
Señor.
So he goes to some Spanish party, and there's this another Spanish teacher who's like an exchange, actually from Bolivia, I think.
And they got in a sword fight?
No, but he let that guy sleep in his bed that night, and McGregor slept out on the couch. But they didn't tell me, and I wake up like, what in the heck is that? And it was just,
did he have a second head that was a bear?
You know, it's like one of those cartoons where the blanket rolls up when he takes a breath and then rolls out and flaps around. Like, oh my God. And I couldn't sleep. I finally got out of bed, went in the other room in the living room, slept on the floor by the farthest wall away.
I walked
from that
back
one.
In and I chopped its head off.
So in the morning, you know, I can hear voices. My roommate, who's woken up, and his friend that he's invited over, I said, is your roommate always sleep on the floor? He says, no. He says, well, wasn't he in there when you came in? The guy says, I've been told I snore. At which point, you know, I'm awake. You've been told you snore!
Or was it, I've been told that I snore.
So yeah, what if you got that extra head put on and it just snored like you couldn't stay awake?
You should start dripping water in his face.
My wife already feels that way. And we go to
bed. Has she ever reached over and clamp your nose shut while you're sleeping?
Probably, but you know, I get bruises from her just punching me whenever I'm that way, I guess.
Now, I've clamped Suzanne's nose shut before when she's...
God, clamp her mouth shut.
No, her mouth is shut. Her mouth will be shut, and she'll be snoring. But if I clamp her nose shut, you know, it takes a while. You know, she's like trying to draw a breath.
Is this considered abuse?
And finally, her mouth pops open.
Well, you need to videotape this.
And she'll briefly stop snoring then. After we go through the, what's going on?
You're still married, right?
Yeah, and by that point, you've just flopped over and acted like you were asleep at that point.
I said, you had a dream. You had a nightmare, honey. I gently shook you awake.
The dog was laying on your face.
Do dogs do that? Cats do that.
Oh, just babies.
Suck the life out of you?
No, cat will sleep on your face.
No, it's supposed to
they'll suck the breath out of a baby.
They'll suck the breath out of a baby.
Oh, that's a lie.
Oh, yeah.
That's what Grant Churchman said.
There you go.
If Grant Churchman said it's probably true.
Someone should make a video of a cat hovering over a baby.
Oh, I'm sure it's
not. There's definitely that out on
you think?
On the internet.
Yeah. Here it is. Proof.
Oh, I'm sure there's some guy that, you know, in the hopes of getting on, like, your home's funniest videos or whatever, has taken his own baby, put a cat in a crib on its face, and then filmed it. You don't have any doubt about that, do you?
Turn the camera on, honey. We're going to get rich.
We're going to get $100.
Better get the baby.
You know, the extra head you should have is definitely a chimp, though.
You don't want it too close. It'll eat your face off.
No, it'd know better than that.
I've come to the decision on this chocolate that I'm going to just put it on the table at work in the break room.
Open those, Alan, for your birthday. It's Alan's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Ringhausen's birthday.
I got every bit of candy's open here.
But I have a bag of peanut butter cups. Let's compare them with Brad's peanut butter cups.
What are these?
Well,
I've never heard of this before. Lily's peanut butter cups?
I know, you're living dangerous. What was your birthday?
These are made in Poland.
I thought you'd like to try something different in your life. You don't want to just go through life eating the same candies.
They're individually wrapped.
All right.
Which I do like that.
I know, because you can't have someone else touching it.
Somebody stole my individual fruit pie.
You can see, let's see what we got here. Oh, look at that color, Brad. Now, that's the color a peanut butter cup should be.
Huh.
It's nice brown. It doesn't have white flecks all over it. And you don't have to eat three of them to know that it's not infected.
It's got peanut butter like you'd get out of a jar.
What? You're making some face. You're telling me that's worse than the moldy ones you were eating earlier?
Yes.
This is not a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Not by a million shot. Wow.
Really, you don't... Oh. That's your birthday present. You just swept it on the floor, and now he's stomping on the rest of them. You know...
Give me a bueno.
You know that you've made an inferior peanut butter cup when the guy who's eating the moldy ones reaches for another moldy one rather than finish the one that you get.
I'd say that's a safe assumption there, Rick. Wow. That is a bad peanut butter cup.
You're a bad brother.
No, it says no sugar added.
Huh?
What?
Is that what it says?
Ah!
Oh, it's healthy.
Gluten-free, sugar-free, made with stevia. I don't even know what the hell that is.
Flavor-free.
And it says fair trade certified cocoa.
Whoa.
This is all kinds of things wrong here.
And it's got a green healthy leaf on the front of it. Does it?
It's just everything wrong.
Here's everything that's wrong with America in one little package.
We're going to fix the peanut butter cups. They're going to make them bigger.
And healthier. This, yeah.
They're going to be stupendous.
You know, they're... That was pretty funny.
You know, the intro said that I've ridden on a donkey and...
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Donkey and an elephant. The big difference is that the elephant stunk.
Oh, elephant smell.
Elephant stink?
Yeah.
Oh,
how do you know? What do you know about elephants? Have you ever ridden an elephant?
No, but I've been to the circus. And when at the end of the night, they were taking the elephants back out of the arena. And I'm like, I got to get up there and see an elephant up close. And I got up there.
Woo!
I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Now, like a donkey smells about like a horse.
Yeah.
Mm. I can tolerate that, but
donkeys smell. Donkeys don't smell that bad. We got donkeys at the farm; they don't smell bad. Well, I mean, they don't smell any worse than a horse that's been raised in an apple orchard. Does it?
What we got? Emergency phone call. What we got?
I sent my youngest daughter Julia a picture of your dogs in their sweaters.
Yeah,
and she liked that.
Oh, let me tell you what. You want to get on good side?
How hard is it to
get on the good side of a girl?
Yeah.
Send her a picture of your dachshunds in sweaters. And you get the awe every time.
Or is that what you do, Rick? You send pictures of your dogs to women trying to get affection?
Well, I do better than Brad does sending that picture of that koala on his shoulder to his shoulder. What do you think, girls? Which one you want? Brad with a koala sole to his shoulder or me with these two dachshunds in sweaters?
They have cute... Koalas got cute fuzzy ears.
The two dachshunds in sweaters have four.
How hard is it to get a dachshund into an elongated sweater?
The one
it's,
that's...
It's got to be tougher than putting on a sock.
It's tougher... The one that has the one that's like a turtleneck with arms in it, that's kind of tough to get on.
Yeah?
The other one's just kind of...
Like a tube?
Grease them up?
Tube with a couple of holes.
Slide them in easier?
It. No. You just roll them up and slide them over.
I mean, you have like a little hole in the door between two rooms, and you have that sleeve on there, and they run into it. It's like a sausage stuffer.
Like
I was thinking like
a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Yeah.
You see now in big buildings where they'll have the umbrella bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fire escape thing.
Yeah, you just drop the dog by its tail down into the sweater. So
there you go.
You'd probably take that. You can train it to do that. They're very trainable.
Uh-huh. You haven't trained them to be quiet when I press the doorbell yet, have you?
No, and I haven't trained you not to press it, even though all you have to do is knock a little and that they sure set the dog alarm off.
Yeah, they sure didn't like that, did they?
No, but I did. Hey, we're out of time.
Is it that time already?
We're out of time.
Well, how about that? Well, see you later from Rick Gator.
Alligator.
And Ferd Gator.
That's a lot of gators.
This has been the Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour. The Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling Hour is brought to you by Uncle Den's Roasters. Tastes just like chicken, but it's not. And by Cannoli's Canine Cough Drops. If your dog is coughing, he's coughing for a cannoli. No portion of today's broadcast may be reproduced without the express written consent of the North American Alligator Wrestling Association. And with that little bit of business in hand, see you later from Rick Gator, Brad Gator, and Alligator. This has been a Ringhausen Brothers Alligator Wrestling production. Accept no substitutes. Mm-hmm.